Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we try to study and reflect on what the Bible is saying to us. We're working through a series right now called Jesus, the Most Interesting Man in the World. We're looking at all different characteristics of Jesus, and this week in particular, we're talking about Jesus as a friend. Now, you may be aware, Jesus gathered a band of disciples around him, people to learn from him like any Jewish rabbi would have. He was going to teach not just by lecturing, but by traveling with his followers, and they would learn from him in casual conversation, in formal teaching, and they would learn his way of life by actually spending all this time with him. It was a very holistic way of learning from a master or rabbi. Near the end of his life, Jesus gathered all his disciples around him and actually did give a fairly long teaching explicitly for them. Here's some of the things he said. "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father I have made known to you." Well, here in this moment, Jesus is telling his followers, his students, that they are now his friends. That's a transition for them. They're used to calling him master. They're used to being the students, and there being a fairly rigid separation in rank, if you will. I remember when I went to graduate school, the professors suddenly expected me to call them by their first names, when from my undergraduate days, I was used to professor this and professor that, using surnames and titles. It was a bit of a transition. It took some getting used to. One of those professors I've kept in touch with and collaborated a few times over the years. I know a few details about their family life, about what's going on personally. Those are the kinds of things I would never have known as a student. But now, over the years, we've become friends. That's the kind of transition that Jesus' followers were just experiencing in this moment when Jesus said to them, "You're no longer just going to be my servants and learning from me. Now I consider you my friends." We see Jesus as a friend not just with his disciples, but with others as well. We see a particular friendship with a family, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. There's a story where Lazarus is very ill, and Jesus doesn't make it there in time to heal him from this illness, and Lazarus actually dies. And his sister Martha gets right in Jesus' face and tells him off about this. "If you'd gotten here earlier, he wouldn't have died." What kind of a person could get in Jesus' face like that? She seems to be a friend. She seems to be somebody who knows she can say those things, that she can show her true emotions. When Jesus gets to Lazarus' grave, he isn't just stoic and distant and detached. He actually cries, he weeps for his lost friend. And then, of course, being Jesus, he raises him from the dead, but that's another story. All I want to point out for today is how Jesus clearly has relationships, true, real relationships with real people. He's not just an aloof teacher, he is a friend. So here's your question for today. How do you react to Jesus being a friend, not just a teacher? I hope you won't just think about that question alone, but that you'll share your thoughts with some other people in your life, some friends, some neighbors, some colleagues, some fellow commuters, somebody else in your life who might be interested in growing spiritually as well. Tell them about Redeem the Commute. Tell them about our challenges. Tell them about the family room. You may be surprised at how willing they are to discuss and truly talk through life's difficult questions. They might not be as afraid of it as you might think. You'll never know until you do ask. I hope you do have a great discussion with them, and I'll see you tomorrow.